The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Are you close to drawing down your pension? Because if you are, I suggest you listen up, because your pension might be in for another kicking. Bank of Ireland has announced it will charge a negative interest rate on cash held in pensions, meaning another charge on top of management fees. To explain more, I'm joined by the financial advisor, Padraig Cassan. Good afternoon, Padraig. Thank you for joining us. First of all, give us a layman's explanation of what's been announced today, please.
Good afternoon, Mark. Yeah, so basically, money that's on deposit that is in pension funds, the Bank of Ireland has imposed a 0.65% minus a negative 0.65% per annum return, as in a negative return. So funds that are, from a safety element point of view, that historically have been put to deposit accounts to take out a lot of the volatility that would be experienced in investments like equities and government bonds to a degree in property, the safe haven for a lot of people was deposit accounts. And that was all good and well while deposit accounts were returning interest rates. But as you have seen, historically, the interest rate environment today for the past possibly 10 years or more has been a low interest rate environment. And this is really the first of probably more to come, where deposit returns, in other words, safety, will now come at a cost.
For somebody who doesn't actually understand what a negative charge on a fund is, what give me pound, shillings and pence example of how that would work.
So essentially, if you have 100,000 euros in a deposit account through a pension fund right now, and it was gaining 1%, you would gain, your fund would be next year worth 101,000 euros. And then I must say, Mark, this is prior to any fund management charges and so forth being deducted.
Mm-hmm.
Now what is happening is every 100,000 on deposit will decrease by 650 euros per year. And that's it in simplistic form.
So you're going to lose money by putting it in there. Why would you do that then?
Well, you see, why would you do it? Well, normally when you're waiting pensions, as they call it, you would have a certain exposure to equities. And a lot of it is now going to come down to individuals' appetite for savings or for safety, their individual appetite for equity returns. And really what is happening here is people have to realize, I mean, if you look at the interbank interest rates, which is Euribor rates, they have been negative for quite a long time. And that is essentially the ECB telling the banks that if you're going to put deposits with us, we're going to charge you to do it. So it was only a matter of time before the banks started to pass it on. And I would say, I don't believe the pension funds is where this will finish. I think negative deposit returns on ordinary deposits, for want of a better way of putting it, the pound, shilling and pence people, is going to start happening. That if you have money on deposit, it may get a zero or a negative return.
Okay, so the central banks are trying to drive money back in to the economy, get people spending it, get it going around. But they are a bank, and the basic principle of banks are you put your money in there to keep them safe, or you put your money in there to make more money. If you're going to lose money or you're going to be penalised for doing that, then you're not going to put the money there. So why would banks do this to themselves?
Okay, well, if you put the money into a bank has to lodge it somewhere as well. So the lodging somewhere as well at the moment for the bank is European Central Bank. And this is making it quite simplified now. But at the moment, if you have a three-month Euribor rate, in other words, the interbank rate for 3 months with banks is currently minus 0.461 of 1%. So if the banks are having to pay to lodge the money, in other words, if somebody like Mark Cagney is lodging money into a bank and he wants it safe, the bank then have to carry out that safety to wherever they have to put it. And if that's a negative return, it's only a matter of obvious that's going to charge back to you that the negative returns. What is behind a lot of this, Mark, is probably a need for people to reposition and redefine what they determine as safety. We're in a low interest rate environment. I mean, the government are going to be affected here if it spreads across to the wider deposit area, because dirt tax will start plummeting. Because if negative interest rates return are given on deposit rates, well, then there's going to be no dirt returns. So it'll start to spread. But I think people have to start realizing that ordinary deposits are probably going to be picked up. In other words, if somebody asked me, was I surprised this has occurred? No. What I am surprised at is that the level of 0.65 of 1% seems quite a jump from a zero or a small plus position. To move it to 0.65 is quite a hefty jump when it's the first jump into negative territory. And that's the part. And what I didn't see coming out in any of the communications I've looked at is an explanation of what it is based on, how long it will last, or is it for a year? Like you would go into an ordinary deposit, you put it on deposit for a year and you give them a certain rate. But I think people need to realize, and indeed banks are beginning to realize, that a lot of the profit models and the deposit models that we grew up with are changing in the current low rate environment.
Okay, but for the, well, first and foremost, if BOI have done it, I'm assuming that the others will follow. Certainly some of them will.
I will have no doubt that they will, because
all of them.
If it's costing Bank of Ireland, it's costing the others. Absolutely, it's a defined area at the moment that some of the large banks deal with a lot of the large trustee houses of pension funds. But it is only a matter of time, because if you look at the deposit levels held in banks by ordinary depositors in this country, there's a lot of money on deposit, and while that has to be available to Mark Cagney any day he walks in to get it, that means it remains on deposit within the bank. That is costing a bank money, and it will be passed on to the customers. And I think we'll see it more and more. I mean, one of the linked area issues to this is when somebody does retire and they have a pension fund, how much of an income they get from that pension fund has plummeted as well over years. And that has been based on lowering of deposit returns, the safety element, because annuity rates have dropped to historical lows. And that's going to happen across. It's great news for borrowers who have mortgages and loans because the interest rates are low. But it is absolutely bad news for the people who have deposits, and whether they be pension, which is what it is at the moment, I think it's only a matter of obvious time where it'll spread across to ordinary deposit holders.
What will strike people as being counterintuitive and also counterproductive is that they have been talking in very loud terms and very stern terms about pension time bombs, and you need to be prudent and you need to get started sooner, and encouraging people into pensions, which is very hard to do. It's very hard to get younger people who are starting out to do that, because they, you know, they're not thinking about 40 years down the road. Something like this will just kill that stone dead, won't it?
Well, it won't. I think that there should be a message given here. I mean, the first thing I would tell anybody that would ring about this is you need to talk to your advisor, and you need to redefine what your preconceived the definition of safety was. Because you can also look at the returns that have been achieved on equities and property over the years. Now, there is volatility in that area, but what this is actually showing is the area that took out the risk element, i.e. a fund value dropping, this could also affect that. And people need to reposition and rediscuss the whole area of pensions and what it is. If you're young and you took out a pension, the last place you would put it would be on deposit, because you have time to build, and the best place to put any money from a young age is in equities. The problem that's arising, though, Mark, and this is important, as people retire now, their requirement to continue monitoring the investment continues, where heretofore you could go in and buy your €30,000 salary with your pension fund. That day is gone. So now people are being obligated to continue to monitor and look at the investment performance of their retired fund. And that's where it's starting to pose a lot of people, because as you get older, you get more cautious and you can't afford risk. Here, a risk of 0.65, for some people, that will still be regarded as safe because the deposit element is still there, albeit decreasing per year.
How many do you know, or do we know how many pension holders in Ireland are going to be impacted by this?
Well, I think this is the question that I would have put straight away to Bank of Ireland. How much funds do you have in these specialised pension funds on deposit? I mean, if that's 20 billion or if it's 10 billion or whatever the figure is, how many people are affected? I would say, Mark, I would have no hesitation in saying everybody will be affected, because everybody is affected in different ways with a low interest rate environment. And that's what people need to start to wake up to understand.
Is there anything that people can do to avoid the charges, or does that actually depend on whether you're close to pension age or not?
Well, it doesn't. I think the advice I would give in that area is to speak to your trusted advisor. If you have a trusted advisor, speak to him and say, look, what does this mean for me? So now you suddenly know the arithmetic of the whole thing. Secondly, depending, it solely and wholly depends on your age and your appetite for risk. In other words, the 650 euros per 100,000 that is costing you might appear to some people as being still safe, even though it is being costed at 650, because the volatility risk of something like equities might not be appropriate given the age and the need to secure it at some sort. So it is a cost, of course. It is a negative return on your money, but it might be better than the risk element.
Okay.
There's an individual nature to it, Mark, is what I'm trying to summarise.
Each person has their individual needs and different circumstances, and what they need to do is they need to go and check out the situation straight away. Listen, thank you so much for that. That was Padraig Cassan very clearly explaining the ins and outs of that here on News Talk.